Blog Talk Radio. Chicago and Lions shall break every chain. The conquering Lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brother Washington?
You know, I got peace of mind. I've been had peace of mind so long. Hell, I forget how I wear mine feel anymore.
Yeah, it feels
Brother
real
Drew,
good. I can tell you. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Boy, we've been trying to do this program for the last 2 weeks. And it was good that we didn't do this program. When we were supposed to do this program, because I can see a little bit better. We're supposed to be clear that I had missed a whole lot of the way of explaining this. Didn't start where I had started. It started, I had to go back to the beginning, because we do everything in a chronological order. So when we do history in a chronological order using etymology, and that's the study of the origin of the word, the language, and when we use the 5 W's and the 1 H, so all of these questions have to be answered before you can get the truth and get it boiled down where the truth would be just like Tyrone Davis. You had to turn back the hand of time, and then you had to be like Johnny Taylor, everything was out in the open, meaning no secret anymore. There's no mysteries anymore, and there's no mystery to God anymore, because that was a mystery in history, time periods in history. You have four histories that we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with ancient history, which starts in ancient Sumer with the Sumerians and the Anunnakis. This is where ancient history starts. And ancient Sumeria is in a place called Iran. So we got to get this understanding real quick. It didn't, you've been taught it started in Africa. It didn't start in Africa. It started in a place where we call Iran now, which is Eastern Asia, with the Anunnakis. You had to know the story of the Anunnakis, and when we go through the stories of the Anunnaki, that's written down on stone tablets in calligraphy. See, the Anunnakis didn't write in with the ABCs and cursive writing from left to right. We wrote from right to left, and we wrote it on stones. We didn't write it in books. So this is where we started with these stone tablets, what they said. That was a scientist that lived in Nubia on the 19th galaxy in a place called Nibiru. He made a supreme being in his image and call it a male and a female. And he was put down on Athara, this place, what we call Earth now. This is in the 12th galaxy and the fourth planet, where to mine uranium, silver, and gold, because they were needing that because of the second moon. This is what, so they made them some supreme beings that was created in Anu's image and put them down here. He had two sons that was twins. They knew how their daddy had created a supreme being, and so Inki got with his brother, took Earth and took the blood of his brother and molded it and made a human being, which was a hybrid of a supreme being that was male and female. This hybrid became a man and a woman that Inki and Eli had made. This time period was 3000 BC to 750 AD. This is the story that's written in on the stone tablets from ancient Sumer of what happened. These two twins, the brothers, created a human being, which was a hybrid. It wasn't the original. That was a man and a woman that who could reproduce, just like the supreme being. All world history starts at the time period of 750 AD. We're dealing with the four hemispheres, north, south, east, and west. History starts, old world history starts with the three hemispheres that's across the water, the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, and the eastern hemisphere. Out of the northern hemisphere came a subhuman being. And how he became a subhuman being, Earth was invaded according to the scrolls, by the Martians, what we call the Martians. And they mix their seed with these human beings that was in the northern hemisphere. And this is when everything was black, everybody spoke the same language, and everybody was colored people. It wasn't any subhumans on Earth at that time, period. When they bred, it tell you in the sixth chapter of Genesis, it tell you in the cave, in the Quran, and it also tell you in Hinduism, with Buddha Burma teaching, it teaches you the same thing that I'm telling you right now. We're tracing the history of the people that lived down here on Earth. He became a subhuman being. This is old world history. Now, this subhuman being first went into Hindustan. You call it India. That's the eastern hemisphere. That's Shem's people. And conquered them first. Gave them a mix their belief with their belief and called it Hinduism. That was at 4000 B.C. that this came into existence, 4000 B.C. Then this subhuman being went into the southern hemisphere, which was called Amalekia, and you call it Africa now after Roman, but it was known as the land of Ham and Amalekia. And he conquered the people there and gave them a different belief, the subhuman being did, which is the Germanic race of people, which we call white folks. So let's get it this point blank language. He's the Germanic race of people. He's the pink man. He's not a white man. A white man, white people are the descendants of King James and King James only. They hold the title for that. All you have to do is Google who was the first white people. Where did that title come from? And you can go back and see. So the people that are claiming they white people, which is really Aryans, Germanic race of people, that's name change. You had to know every name change that they did. New World history starts in 1596 with America Vespucci came to the Western Hemisphere and renamed it. He wasn't the first one that came. Leif Erik the Red came in October the 23rd, 935 A.D., and that's an American holiday, is October the 3rd. It's called Leif Erik the Red Day. And he named this place, what got named New World, he named it Vinland. May the 3rd, 1776, some Anglo-Saxons renamed this place America. And so everything over here became the Americans after America Vespucci. They call this American. America has also was a counter in old Angeland. America been around a long time with this new name here. This starts New World history. That's when it started. Out of this New World history came modern day history, which only teaches a present day time and don't know nothing about ancient history like we're going through. When you study history, it has an age, an era, and a time period that turns into a decade. And after 10 decades, I find that real, real interesting, Brother Drew. After 10 decades, it becomes a century. And
all
we
right.
know who And we know who the number 10 belonged to, right?
Right.
The number 10 belonged to the belief of the people, of the tribes of people that lived in the Western Hemisphere. The Western Hemisphere, the biggest tribe over here was the Olmec. Then it was the Aztec, the Maya, the Incas. And then it was the Creek Nation of people who got named Indians, who was had 72 tribes, which all of America belongs to. This is where we lived, in the 72 tribes. That you was either, all these are English names that you, that we named in other tribes. Cherokee, Washita, all the people that you think that's an Indian, those are actually the Creek Nation of people that was already here before anything came across the water over here. The oldest civilization in the world as we speak now is the civilization that is in the Western Hemisphere. The Western Hemisphere did not get destroyed by the flood. Amun-Yah didn't come across the water and destroy where she lived. Well, only the Yah man lived in the Western Hemisphere. She didn't come across the water. This is the oldest civilization. The pyramids that's in Mexico is 10,000 years older than the pyramids in Africa, so-called Africa now. This is the history of the Western Hemisphere, the ancient hemisphere. The reason they call this place the land of milk and honey, that's the way it was before the white man got over here, the subhuman being came over here. And how he got over here, we have the history. This is what is here, this knowledge that we just talked about is hid in a secret society called the Masonic Order of this subhuman. Now, you had to know that the subhuman was the children of Japhet, which is Magog, Gog, Tubal, Tyree, Gomer. And you had to know what race of people that these people were in present day, in modern day history. You had to know who these people was. Magog is the people that we call Englishmen that live in England, and the people that we call America that lives in a place called America here in the Western Hemisphere. And Gog lives in England, Germany, and Russia. These are four brothers that is cousins of Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi's first son was named Gomer. This is who his cousin, the Englishman, the American, the Russian, and the German called a Jew. And he calls them Gohim in his language. You had to know this because this is all of this is here up in a Masonic order. And a Masonic order ain't got nothing to do with poses with anything that look like us, Brother Drew. And you know him. I can't pronounce his last name, but I know him quite well. He's a barber. I can't think of, I don't know his last name. I can't pronounce his last name. But he bought Cohen's place down there in Athens. He put on Facebook that the Great Seal of the United States is Moorish. And that's a lie. That's the biggest lie that has ever been told. And I'm so sick of these people that call themselves Moors, Hebrew, Israelites. You just another nigga looking for an identity and don't even know your identity, because if you was in your first creation, then you would know that you're a supreme being, that's a male and a female. You ain't no damn Hebrew Israelite. You ain't all of these names that you call yourself if you're in your right mind, if you know the shit that I know, and you know you have the right mind to understand what I understand. And you're going to say the great seal of the United States of America is a Moorish seal, when ain't nothing that looked like me and you started Masonic. The Masons have a history. And if you ain't one, you how in the hell you know about them? Because when we go into the study of secret society, we see the documentation beats all bullshit-ass conversation. When you go into the history of secret society, you see that the first secret society was Chinese. It was called the Society of Red Eye. And they helped overthrow the Meng Yang dynasty of Chinese history. That's at 25 AD. Then we go into the 6th century and see a secret society coming up with the children of Ishmael and Keturah. Now, Ishmael's mama, Hagar, Abraham is his daddy, Abram. Abraham in this language, so we explain it. Have to explain it in this language, but that ain't a real name. His name changed there. Keturah is the Cushite woman that Abraham, another Cushite, married after Sarah died. They had 5 children. These 5 tribes of people mixed they seed with them 12 sons of Ishmael. They mixed their seed. This is what created an Arab, a Berber, and a boy is the child of an Arab, which is a wild man, come from many different breeds, which is crossbreeding, that would mix the seed with a Berber. That's Keturah's children. See, Ishmael's son married Keturah's daughter. And all of this history, you can go up on YouTube, and it's up there. I'm just amazed at what the Zionists is having put up on the on information, that where you can gather information. But do you know how to explain it? That's a different thing. Somebody have to come and explain it to you. In 1099, let's go back to 1090 with the assassins and the Druids and the dressers. This is Ishmael's children. And an assassin, to let you better understand what they call Hamas, what's going on right now, you are dealing with the children of the ancient assassins and their beliefs. And you had to know what they believe in, because if you didn't, see, he gonna fight you forever. They've been fighting in Gaza since 535 A.D. That's how long that Ishmael has been fighting Gomer's children, Ashkenazi. That's how long they've been fighting. And you off into this wall don't know a damn thing about what's going on. Mm-hmm. This is fighting against a religious belief, because Ashkenazi believe a certain way, which is Yehudaism, which you call Judaism, and they believe Islam, but they form of Islam. See, it's not the present-day form of a Sunni and a Shiite Muslim. They ain't got that kind of Islam. They got the beginning of Islam, of the Islam belief. Either you is or you ain't. You either with them or you against them, and they'll kill you because they'll send an assassin after you, a very highly trained assassin that you call sales, man. But they'll send that after you. These are the people that you're fighting right now. This is what's going on as we're coming out of this group of people that started in 1090. You can take this history and read the history of the assassins if you want to know what's going on, and you'll see. And these were Turks. These assassins that believed in Allah, they were Turks, the Ottomans. You can go on YouTube, you can go on Fostick and ask Fostick to give you the movie called The Ottomans. And all of this history that we're talking about right now, it's in that movie. They made a movie of it, of this. All you have to do, go into that history of the Ottomans. In 1099, here come these bad boys here. The end of the first crusade of the kingdom of Jerusalem is established, and this is where you get your Knights Templar, which was the soldiers of Jesus the Christ. They was his soldiers. In 1129, they founded the Knights Temple, a monastery order of soldiers who was dedicated to assure the safety of pilgrims in the Holy Land. It was also two groups of them working what is called Silk Road. At that day, it's still got the Silk Road, but everybody want control of the Silk Road because that's where the trade was from, came in down the Silk Road. But that's where all the robbing and theory of caravans came in. But it was another Mason secret society called the Catholics. Well, in 1224, the Crusaders killed all the Catholics out. They got a movie called The Rose. You can go Google that on Ask Alexa about the history of the Catholics and the movie called The Rose. It's up there right now on Fawcett. You can look at that history of how the Knights Templar came. Then the rest in 1307, King Philip of France arrested the Knights Templar leader. This is where you get to Friday the 13th and hung him and burned him. The Knights Templar ran out of England. They had plenty of money and plenty of gold. The King of France took all of the treasures that they had got through the crusade, and they were very wicked organization, but very rich organization, the richest organization. They once started banking and monetary that you're using right now. That system that they started, that system now, that the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons using that same system that was there. When they got run out of England, that's when the York Rite Masons took over England. They called themselves York Rite, and these Knights Templar went into Scotland, where you got the Scottish Rite Masons. And 1614, in Germany, Ashkenazi, who you call the Jews, was being persecuted, killed off by his cousins, Magog and Gog. The Germanic race of people was killing what you call Jews 100 miles an hour. They had accused them of sorcery, witchcraft, the bluebonnet plague. They was wondering how come the Jews didn't catch the bluebonnet plague. Hell, they bathed their ass every week, every day with lavender soap. When this Magog, this barbarian and the heathen, pagan heathen, Germanic race of people and English race of people, they didn't bathe their ass. So that's why they was catching the bluebonnet plague. But they was killing them. They started what is called the Rosicrucian movement in Germany. In 1689, a man called Rothschild wrote a protocol of learned elders of Zion. He said, if you stated this for 450 years, do exactly what the hell I say for 450 years, that Magog and Gog, who was an Anglo-Saxon and a Saxon, who became an American, been killing you and persecuting you, you will own all of European people's land. We don't want their money. We want their land. Rothschild wrote that if you fight one war with me and borrowing money from me, because you had to borrow money from me to fight these wars, even during the Crusade time, you had to borrow from the Jews. And every country got its own Jew, but you had to borrow from the Jew to fight your war against your brother, against the Russians, against the Germans, against the English, against the French, your brothers. You had to fight this war. If you borrow money from me, we own your country. It's called a deficit. Every country owes a deficit, but you don't understand what a deficit is. A deficit means you owe money to Rothschild, and he owns your land because you had to mortgage your land from him because he didn't want your money. Because if you notice it on your dollar bill, it's called currency, meaning that every dollar bill, and they print it 24 hours a day, it represents how much that you owe Rothschild. It ain't no money. Ain't no such thing as money, but you think you got a $100 bill or $50 bill, and you got all this. You got a whole lot. Are you rich? No, you're not rich. That's a legal note. Read on it. Reading is comprehension, understand. Then ask America, what is money? What do America classify money as? America, tell you, the highest form of money in America is a silver dollar, meaning that a silver dollar, which started off as a penny, and the penny became a nickel became a dime became a quarter became 50 cents, 50 cents became a silver dollar. That's the only form of goddamn money in America. Now, when you got coins, you got money. But it's a funny thing, they telling you now to, turn in all your coins, right, brother Drew? And then we got a shortage on pennies, shortage on quarters. But you go on turning in them coins now because they're getting all of the true money.
Right.
Out of the system. And they just about got it because people have been turning their coins in 100 miles an hour at the grocery stores, at the PMS, where you can't, everybody sees a coin machine because they're getting coins out of the system because they're going to the New World Order, which is a cashless society, and your credits will be on a debit card. And that's how many credits you got. That's the new form of currency, of money, of trading and buying that'll be in America in less than 3 years. That's the form it'll be. So enjoy your $100 bills and $50 bills, and they'll soon be where you can wipe your ass on them. Sort of like what happened in Venezuela, Brazil. The money was all in the street. We looking at it. People could wipe their butt on it and use it for toilet tissue. And that's been recently that fall came into existence. Now, in 1717, was the first establishing of a Masonic organization was in Great Britain. The Grand Lodge of London is still there. In 1737, this Masonic order had formed throughout Northern Europe by Frederick Louis, the Prince of Wales. Is the first royal initiator of the Royal Order of Great Britain. In 1776, May the 1st, Adam Weinstein formed the Bolivian Illuminati Mason to free the world from all established religion and political authority under the Great Seal of the United States of America. This is where this goddamn Great Seal came from. It didn't come from no more. This came from Adam Weinstein, and you had to know the history of him. In 1789, George Washington is the first, at least 15 Masons, who will be elected president of the United States. Now, we want to get one thing here. George Washington was against the Scottish Rite Illuminati Mason. He wouldn't have no part of them because of one thing. These Masons was bankers. But Thomas Jefferson, who was the next president, and Benjamin Franklin was with Weinstein, and that's when the Great Seal became the Great Seal of America, which was a cooperation of 72 Scottish Rite Masons that was in Lodge Number 1. The first American was John Hancock. He was the Grand Potent. He had to sign the Declaration of Independence, the preambles, and the Bill of Rights, send it to England, and wait to see if Cromwell was going to come across the water and whoop his ass. When Cromwell didn't do that, then the rest of the people came in and signed that they agreed upon putting this nation, this Great Seal, which is that of the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons, and their belief system forming this nation of people. When they did that, they saying that they was up under this whole nation of people, which is the government, because it started off as the federal party, and they said they disbanded, but that's a lie. They never disbanded. The federal became the government that rules the people that live in the United States up under America's belief in all your systems, including your education system, is up under the system that the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons believe in. So we have to understand, what did these Masons believe, which has been kept a secret, but not really a secret, because they put it right there in front of your face of what they're doing in a book. In the 1700s, a man by the name of Prince Hall built a White House. When he got through building the White House, he asked the Grand Lodge in England, could he start a Black Masonic order? And like always they do, they say, yeah, nigga, you can start a Black Masonic order up under our charter, will would make you clandestine. This is all to all you Prince Hall Masons that didn't know this. And you could be three letter, you couldn't be four letter. And you had to be up under our teaching and our jurisdiction, and you pay us tithes and offerings to be this Prince Hall Mason. That still goes on today. It ain't nothing changed. Nothing new on his son. Still the same thing. And when they did that, they never had anybody that they had named a Negro that was a colored person could read. Because if we go into their book now and read the three weapons, which I asked any Prince Hall, have you ever read your book? What do the three weapons say? This is how he genocides you. You're dealing with the people that kept you into slavery up under a rite, R-I-T-E. And see, when they freed the slave in 1870, how did he free you? He freed you with certain rights, and your child was emancipated slave. But you believe that you are a citizen of America, and they don't care if you are a citizen. You are an emancipated slave with certain rights. The United States carry you as a citizen, but not America. And this is what you ignorant ass people that renamed yourself Black African Americans in 1870 following a Democratic Party didn't know what the hell you was following. And Jesse Jackson, you start calling yourself, they got Nixon to put it on the census, Black African American. It was just only a million of you damn fools then. It's 43 million of you damn fools now. And I asked anybody that's born from 1980, what is a Negro that's a colored person? They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. This is just how you've been genocided. See, when you became a Black African American, what are you saying? What are you truly saying? You say I'm Black, which is an adjective, and an adjective modifies a noun. So that's saying, you saying, my ass has been mortified to believe that I'm an African, which is a Roman, that is America, which is an Anglo-Saxon, which is a half-breed. That makes you a half-breed. That's who you're saying that you are now. You got 43 million of them. And when you said that, then that's when affirmative action went out the door. And this year, they did away with affirmative action, and you was raising hell. You remember Brother Drew? You with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew. Well, anyway, Brother Drew is taking a break. You raised hell about them taking affirmative action, but you labeled yourself a black African-American. Affirmative action was for the people that was named Negroes that was colored people. And they were segregated. But in 1970, you integrated. And you integrated up under a system that you didn't know anything about. When you say, I'm an American, that means that you are suffering from the curse of Ham. That meaning that you got a black face, but everything that you believe in is that of a white man. That's an Anglo-Saxon that was a pagan, heathen, barbarian. That's a sort of human. That's what you're saying that you are. You believe it, and you believe in it. You believe in his God. You believe in his way of life. You believe in his customs. In all of this shit, this is what you believe in. So he got your mind. But he ain't only got your mind. Anybody that say, I am a American, he got your mind. And if you notice something, that the third generation that came over here after 1970, the third generation called themselves Vietnamese American, Chinese American, Scottish American, Irish American, German American. He got you, and you can't speak your damn language no more. But when you came over here, you could. I'm a Mexican American. You can't speak your language no more. But when you came over here, you could. And your ancestors could. But you Americanized. When you put that on there, you believe what America. Well, America is up on a Scottish Rite belief, which is the Sophite. The education system is ancient Sophites. Well, what is ancient Sophite? Ancient Sophites came out of Greek Roman belief in that time period. And what was they belief? The Sophites. There was 12 schools of thoughts in ancient Greece. Seven of them was destroyed by the Sophite sect and the Sophite cult. The Sophite cult taught what you love the most, and they taught love. And there was four types of love you had. Eros, which is that of the love of man and woman. Phalo was the love of man and man. And Syro was the love of woman and woman, and Agape was the love of God. Now you understand why you have homosexuality at its highest peak now, because that's what the ancient Sophite system, school system in America was about. It was about the ancient Sophite. Now, when we ask ourselves the question, what is the national religion of America? the national religion of America is angelic gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the high church, low church, and the broad church, meaning that America, if you are Protestant, calls you a broad church up under the teaching of Paulinian. Well, now let's look and see who was Paul. Paul was a Sadducee. His real name was Apollonius of Tyana. You can buy the history at Walmart of Apollonius and Tyana's book. Paul was a Pharisee that was a sissy. I call him sissy. Homosexual, you call him. That said that he raised up out of the grave in 2 Titus the teaching of Jesus the Christ according to his gospel. Well, this, after 1970 of you being into this shit for 152 years called Christianity, what entered the church is homosexuality at its peak. And you said the Christian, this is on this 10-year decade of a new age and a new time. And here, when you got to 1970, you said it was all right for you to be a sissy and be in church. You could be minister of music. And you made James Cleveland the first person to win a gospel academy for what was called gospel music. New form of music. It wasn't Zion no more. It was gospel. That's a compound word, meaning God put you up on the spell. Up on the spell because what happened to you, James Cleveland and his boys, Donna Vale, Charles Fold, I know all of them. O'Neill twins. Tuned the Fender Rhodes off of C, what is the vibration of Earth, and put it on G and 440. And every time you hear G, then they hit that organ. Dun, 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 and then you hop G. The sisters will holler, gee, well, it put your ass in a spell and you think you got the Holy Ghost and you start knocking over pews, eyes rolling in the back of your head, shouting everywhere. Just like what you can go up on your Facebook page and see how these idiots is up there shouting, calling it praise dance. It was all right to praise dance. In other words, you got the nightclub in the church house after the year 2000. That's what you got. You got preachers that preach prosperity. Get that money. Get that money. And he ain't teaching the teaching of Jesus the Nazarene. See, it's three Jesuses in the Bible. Jesus the Nazarene, Jesus, Bar Jesus, and then Jesus Christ came 275 years later, which is the teaching of Paulinian up under the Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, and Tertullian Creed, and neither one of those creeds agree with the teaching of Jesus the Christ. So my question to anybody is, if you at SMU and Dean of Theology, which is up under the word theology now, which is the study of Greek gods, which one of you is lying on Jesus the Christ? Because the Nicene Creed that the Baptists believe in and the Apostolic Creed with the Methodists, yeah, it don't agree with each other. Don't agree with each other none whatsoever. Because the Apostolic Creed, which is the Methodist, the Episcopalian, Catholic, it's up under, says all right for you to be a homosexual. You can be the bishop of the church, and we know that that two bishops are the biggest Methodist church in the United States. Two women is married to each other. They got history on you. The Nicene Creed say they don't believe in that shit. That's the Baptists. They say They don't. That's the old Baptist, but the modern day Baptist, they done got some modern day Baptists here. But the old Baptist say the woman can't preach, can't get in the pulpit. You had to be dunked in the water three times. The Methodists say, Apostle Creed say, you only be sprinkled and you're saved. So your teaching don't add up. See, this Reverend whoop ass now, he opened up a can of whoop ass on all preachers. But they can hold on, Brother Drew, because we're going to open up a can of whoop ass on the imam and the rabbi.
All right.
we're gonna open up a can of whoop ass on everything that's a goddamn lie that's over here in Hayah's country.
That's right.
This land belongs to Hayah. And we Yah men. The last of the Yah men. You in Hayah's land. You ain't in no goddamn America. It's the Western Hemisphere. Hayah country. Hayah was here before any of you subhumans got here. And everything over here was a supreme being. They wasn't human being until the human being came over here and invaded this country and conquered it with gunpowder like they came out of the Caucasus Mountain and conquered every colored race of people with their gunpowder that they had learned from the Chinese people. Chinese people use gunpowder for their festivals. They didn't use it to kill people until they got conquered by the Europeans. And the Europeans said, oh, you Chinese know how to make cannons. Y'all know how to make guns. And they'll show you this if you go and look at the kingdom of heaven, the barbarians. Look at these series. They long, each of them. These
right.
are 300 episodes in that. I looked at every damn one of them. They ain't lied about none of the history. And then out of the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons came the Order of the Skull and Bone, known as the Brotherhoods of Death, founded by William H. Russell at Yale University. Now, you've got some presidents that was in Skull and Bones. In 1925, the Ku Klux Klan is at the height of its power with a membership of 8 million white male men in 1925 coming out of, and this was a Freemason. But what kind of Mason? They was y'all right Mason. Southern Mason, Democrats, old Dixiecrats. And every nigga right now is what? A Democrat. You black African Americans. I'm a Democrat. A Democrat is the compound word. Demon is stands for demonic. Cratic is teaching. So when you're a Democrat, you got demonic teaching. What is a demon? You got somebody that took you fast and genocide you. Have you waiting on a white man to come save you named Jesus? You just like the same old Negroes that got off the good ship Jesus of Luxor. You looking for Jesus to take you back to Africa, to another country where it's ruled by the subhuman. And you ain't him. You don't know your history. You don't know the people that control you and how they control you. They control you with your mind. Your mind is a school of thoughts. It ain't got nothing to do with the brain. It's what you've been taught. And you've been taught a system. You ain't been educated. You've been indoctrinated in the great seal of the United States of America, of what they wanted you to learn. To make you a good American, they say it takes 12 years to make you a good American. You can come out and work and be American and you worship our God, but if you want to have higher learning, you go to our college. We'll give you a BA, an MA at first, and then we'll give you a master's, and then we'll make you a doctor make you important. That means a black ass, a BA, got some bullshit, a BS degree from old master, and you mastered it, and you became a black doctor, not a white doctor, out in old master's system, and you became very important. You became Dr. Martin Luther King, Dr. this, Dr. that, become the famous doctor. You were the biggest goddamn fool that ever shit between two meat assholes calling yourself a black African American. I tell you, just like my daddy said that he told me that anybody, Junior, said hey, that's what he is. And this is Rebel Whoop Ass opening up a can of whoop ass today, Brother Drew.
Right, right.
I say, Shema Yahawada, Yah Abin Yah Ika, Haya. You in Haya's country, talking to Haya's boys.
Come out of Yah.